First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
I was looking over all the things that you've done, and I'm curious, in the 17 years at OSU, how have things changed from the day you walked in until today?
Well, they've changed pretty dramatically. There's been a lot of construction, a lot of changes on campus. So I walked around one summer to think about, did we just make it bigger, or did we actually enhance what already was an extraordinarily beautiful campus? And I think the architects and everybody did a good job. I think it looks newer and more beautiful than ever, and so I felt good about that. Obviously, we've made progress with respect to the diversity of the student population. We've increased the number of percentage of underrepresented students from 13 to 26.2%. We've tripled the number of international students to almost 3,500. We've increased the six-year graduation rate from 60% to 67%. Enrollment has grown probably from about 21,000 to now more than 32,000. Our online eCampus program, which is ranked number 5 in U.S. News and World Report and has been ranked in all of the 6 years they've done the rankings, went from about 1,300 students to over 13,000 students. Our research has gone from about $154 million to last year, almost $440 million. Dollars. Fundraising went from $29.3 million to last year, $144.5 million. Just all of the indicators are in the right direction. And really, the themes to the speech are that the university has incredible momentum going forward. F. King Alexander is going to be the new university president. People always get a little nervous at times of change. And so it's good to remind ourselves where we've been and where we are, how much the university has accomplished, and to be confident going into the future. I think he's going to be terrific. I think he was interested in this position because it's a good fit for him. I think it's a good fit for the university to have him coming in. So we wanted to tell people, you know, just relax a little bit, be confident. We've got a lot going for us. And we talk about some of the problems that still persist. And I know you're aware of them, issues of mental health with anxiety and depression, food security issues, housing security issues that students face. Students now pay two-thirds of the through tuition, the costs of instruction, the state a third. That's reversed itself in the last 15 years. And so it's a lot tougher, a lot of the burdens on the backs of students and their families.
I want to talk about that because based with your success story, mm-hmm. it sounds great. And then we have that backdrop of like mm-hmm. Concordia University and mm-hmm. some of the others. And I'm just curious is, you know, How do you keep that balance between, you know, getting a good program out there? Because they were doing wonderful things over there mm-hmm. at Concordia mm-hmm. for the neighborhood, keeping tuition reasonable, putting on a good program, but also staying afloat. How mm-hmm. do you do that?
It's not easy. I mean, you have to make tough decisions about trade-offs. We're making reductions in some of the activities we're able to do. We've had to forego some of the things we'd like to start that would benefit and help students even more because we were committed to keeping our tuition below 5%, and we have been. In the last number of years, and that's required a lot of belt tightening and a lot of foregoing of things that we'd love to be able to do, but if the resources aren't there, you just can't do them. What I would like to share, though, and I mean this is not cause for jumping up and down, but nationally last year, the average debt of college graduates was $29,800. Mm-hmm. At Oregon State, it was $22,000. There are something like 31 states with debt figures of $30,000 or more. We found that of students who entered as true freshmen in 2015, that 46% of those students who graduated with no debt.
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
You know, again, it's not smoke and mirrors or magic. You have to decide you're going to forego certain things and that it's important.
And I don't want to bring up Concordia again, but I want to just contrast this because their concern was their enrollment went down like almost half. Mm-hmm. I know it's not cheap to go to college. Mm-hmm. It sounds like more young people are foregoing college because of the costs. Again, I mean, it sounds like, is the key keeping tuition down? Is that what you think is your secret to success in growing your applicants?
Well, that's part of the issue. Part of it is, as you have success, people are attracted by success. So students want to come to Oregon State University because of so many of the things that we're accomplishing. For example, we started a robotics program in engineering about 8 years ago. It's now at the graduate level ranked number 4 in the nation. So people see quality, they see they can get a great education, and that makes them more interested in taking advantage of it. Our enrollments in Corvallis are pretty flat while they're down nationally, but our enrollments at our Cascades campus in Bend are up more than 4% this year. Our online education program, eCampus, has had more than a 13% growth this past year. So I think online also is becoming a more attractive way for people to get their degree.
I saw somewhere that I think it's there's going to be a cannabis course in Colorado. Can you see Corvallis, OSU, having a cannabis course?
I will leave that for my successor to figure out.
Nice answer. So when Edward Ray walks out of here, President Ray, when you leave, what do you want to be remembered for? What will it be?
I don't worry about things like that. I feel like we got some great things done as a team. Nobody accomplishes much just by themselves. There's a lot of good that's been accomplished at Oregon State University. It's stronger. It's more vital. It's more relevant to national and world issues. It's in great hands in the leadership team that I've worked with. And faculty and staff. And I just think the next president's coming into a great situation to pick up the momentum and keep going. And it'll be fun to see where they get to.
And before you go, could you instill some advice or any advice some of these other colleges that might see the same fate or struggle like Concordia did?
Well, I think you have to read the tea leaves. So anyone who finds themselves in trouble out there or it looks a bit dicey, you better start making hard choices or hard choices will be made for you.
Thank you so much, President Ray.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.